Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's Austin, Austin Price, ballquest.com. He joins us twice a week here on the show to talk Tennessee athletics. Austin, great job last night with the coverage of Maryville and Alcoa. It's a good game. We're not expecting a good game on Saturday between Tennessee and Chattanooga. This should not be close, will it be?
I would venture to say no. Chattanooga, they're not as good as Georgia State. I can't believe I came out of my mouth. It just boils down to, I think this team will be ready to play Saturday. I think we'll go out there and win 56-3. I don't see that, but I think Tennessee wins comfortably. Something I picked 38-10 on BallQuest. Maybe they get to 40 points, but I would venture to say you see lots of deep shots. And something just tells me Josh Palmer breaks out on Saturday as Tennessee continues to work different offensive line combinations.
How bad's the crowd going to be tomorrow in Knoxville?
I think the student section will be basically empty. I would be stunned. I think you'll have your diehard students that'll be there. And so, that middle section over there, kind of DE area, will be full. But I think over there, as you get into F, G, and H, I know my ABCs, guys, it will be really, really empty, the upper deck part of the student section as well.
Austin, do you think the coaching staff learned the mistake of week one where they had a lack of preparation going into that game? And do you think they are prepared to go out and have an actual functional game plan against Chattanooga that can win this game easily this go around?
I do. I think that they'll be very, very prepared for this game. Like I said, I think they're going to continue to work on some of these young guys. You're going to see Darnell Wright at guard. I think you still continue to see a lot more Quavarius Crouch along with Henry. And then I think Roman Harrison's the guy that will give it a lot of run on Saturday. The biggest question is how much run will a guy like Brian Maurer get from the quarterback spot?
Well, and I wanted to ask about quarterback because there's no way that Garantano can completely win back the faith of the team and the fans and everything else with a good performance against Chattanooga. But I do believe that he can lose it if he goes out and looks as bad as he has the first 2 weeks against an FCS opponent. What do you think about his role in this game and how important it is for him to look good against an opponent like this, and also just personally for him to get back some form of confidence in this offense and himself where he can start to see things again?
Well, I think it's huge, and I think it's pretty obvious by Jeremy Pruitt's comments all week long that, they plan on playing, Brian Maurer, JT Shrout Saturday. They planned on playing him 2 weeks ago against Georgia State, and that never has materialized. They're not going to make a quarterback change at this point. I equate it to kind of a shooter in basketball. If you're struggling with your 3-point shot, you kind of you get in there close and you see the ball go through the hoop and you work your way out. Kind of get confidence that way. I think just seeing the ball cross the goal line, making some plays through the air. Even against a lesser FCS opponent is something that Tennessee needs in the worst way. I think the defense needs to see themselves get some and force some turnovers. And then of course the offense needs to see themselves score some touchdowns. And, if that happens, then maybe they can get a little bit of confidence. Sure, it's against, Chattanooga. And how much confidence can you really take from it? I think with this group, they're looking for any type of confidence they can get, even if it's minimal.
Austin Price with VolQuest.com joins us twice a week. He's presented by The Holistic Connection, online at TheHolisticConnection.com. Austin, some of the freshmen talking this week, long-term, or maybe short-term, how much will that help in recruiting, if at all?
I think the more you see freshmen play, I think that it helps in certain instances when you've got a guy who really doesn't care if he's going to a team that's winning or not. At the end of the day, he wants to get on the field right away. But I think for the most part, it's something that recruiting boils down to relationships, and it boils down to, you know, teams that are kind of on the uptick. You know, I mean, again, sometimes kids don't care about winning, and they want to just go play. But I think if you're Jeremy Pruitt, you want to get guys that understand winning, that want to win, not that just want to go out there and play no matter what the outcome or the score is on Saturday. And I think that's part of the problem with the program now is you've gotten a group of kids in here. Now, there's the exceptions, the Juwan Jennings and so on and so forth. But for the most part, it's a group of kids that, you know, is, you know, just become too accustomed to losing. And I'm not going to say that they want to lose, because I don't think that's accurate. But I mean, like, I don't think it, and does it really pain everybody on this team when they lose? I can't say that it does. You know, I think it just aches the Juwan Jennings. You know, I think it bothers Ty Chandler. You know, does it bother some of these other guys? I'm not so sure it does.
Bryce Thompson back on the practice field this week. Do we see him tomorrow, Austin?
I'm going to say no, based off Jeremy Pruitt's comments on Wednesday, talking about, you know, he needs to practice, be on the field. You know, I'm not even sure you see him next week, but I think there's a much better chance you see him next week than this week. I think more than anything, Pruitt wanted to get him back around the team, not have him just, you know, wasting out there every day, you know, at the dormitory while everybody else is at the practice and then the weight room and then in the training room. So, you know, they did their due diligence. They went through and looked at all the facts, talked to many people, determined that, you know, in the best interest of Bryce Thompson, it was for him to come back on the football team, starts with practice, and will slowly work himself into to being back out there for games.
Daniel Batuli was back on the practice field a little bit this week. How much do you expect to see him tomorrow, Austin, or is this more of a situation where they're trying to get him ready for Gainesville the following week?
I think that's exactly right. You know, you hit the nail on the head there at the end. I think he plays? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say it's very little, but just enough to knock the rust off. You know, of course, I say that, and, you know, best laid plans. How many times have you seen that over the last, you know, two or three years? Not just this year, but to where, you know, well, we're going, you know, sometimes we'll get a little bit of action. Then they're out there the whole game because Tennessee's let this team hang around that they didn't need to let hang around. So, I do think you see him play Saturday, but, you know, I think it's minimal as long as the score checks out.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, joins us twice a week, presented by the Holistic Connection. Austin, thank you as always, man, and we will catch up with you on Monday, hopefully after Tennessee's first win.
All right, thanks, guys.
Austin Price, twice a week with us.